From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, February 3rd. California's top judge says immigration arrests at courthouses may be discouraging people from seeking justice, and Shasta County is a key concern. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Patricia Guerrero says her office has seen the most reported immigration enforcement activity at Shasta County Superior Court. According to reporting by CalMatters, she says the arrests may create a chilling effect for people who need to appear in court. State court leaders will consider tracking courthouse arrests statewide in April. Chico City Council will meet this evening to discuss outsourcing public works jobs. This comes after the announcement of a $180 million pension liability, which is forcing the city to find ways to cut costs. Speed limits in Bidwell Park are also on the agenda. The council will consider making 15 miles per hour the speed limit for cars and electric bikes. Park speeds currently vary between 15 and 25 miles per hour. Tonight's meeting starts at 6. And turning to the arts, Hello Dolly is playing at Chico Theater Company. The musical follows Dolly Levi, who plays Cupid for New York's elite, all while also finding a match of her own. Director Kathy Edson says the musical resonates with audiences due to its humor and themes.
It's just a story of risk-taking and second chances and love and all good things. And it has a beautiful score that you'll leave singing for days.
Edson is also in charge of costumes for the Chico production.
It is literally one of my favorite things when I can find or make a costume and see somebody smile at themselves in the mirror and just feel good about themselves.
Performances will run through February 15th. Find more at mynspr.org. Santa Clara County recently delayed the renewal of its contract with Flock Safety amidst growing concerns that citizens' data is being shared with ICE. From KALW, Arlen Levy has more.
Last week, Santa Clara County officials voiced growing distrust with Flock Safety, a manufacturer of license plate reading cameras. There are concerns that the data is being shared with federal immigration authorities. At a Board of Supervisors meeting, District 2 Supervisor Betty Jung initiated a month-long delay in the renewal of Flock's contract.
My request is that the County Council's office and the administration work together to evaluate the issues with Flock and give us an overview of the investigation and an overview of the basis for the contract cancellation.
In January, Santa Cruz and Los Altos Hills became some of the first municipalities in California to sever ties with Flock. Flock representatives say the company doesn't share its data with ICE without permission from local authorities. However, an investigation by the ACLU found that Flock's user agreement gives the company permission to share data with federal authorities regardless of local restrictions. In San Francisco, I'm Arlen Levy.
Both Butte and Shasta counties currently have contracts with Flock Safety for license plate readers in unincorporated areas. Smoke is expected in the Concow Basin starting today, as firefighters resume prescribed burning on about 240 acres in the area. The U.S. Forest Service says ignitions could begin as early as 9 a.m., and they may continue through the end of the week. Smoke will be visible from Concow, Magalia, Paradise, Jarbo Gap, and other parts of the valley. People in those areas who are sensitive to smoke should monitor conditions and take precautions. A bill to regulate unaccredited groups that help veterans access benefits is pending on Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on the proposal that's divided veterans at the state capitol.
California is home to over 1.5 million veterans. Many of them rely on for-profit companies that help them navigate the bureaucratic morass of accessing benefits quickly, for a fee. The VA has a backlog of benefits claims, with currently hundreds of thousands of cases pending. Some lawmakers say these organizations are predatory, often charging extremely high rates for services. Democratic Senator Bob Archuleta of Los Angeles is an Army veteran. He introduced legislation to require these organizations operating in California to be federally accredited.
It reaffirms our responsibility to ensure that veterans are not misled, manipulated, or taken advantage of when seeking the benefits they have earned through military service.
The proposal has divided veterans serving in the state capitol. Those opposed contend it'll leave veterans with less choices when they need help filing benefits claims. Democratic Senator Tom Umberg of Anaheim is also an Army veteran.
Here we are with a situation we're going to outlaw entire industry. We're going to say to you, veteran, you know what? I don't know if you are too stupid or too vulnerable or your judgment is so poor, you can't choose yourself.
Newsom has until the end of this week to sign or veto. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
California's insurance commissioner announced new legislation this week that aims to improve the state's FAIR plan. The FAIR plan is considered an insurance plan of last resort for many homeowners in high fire risk areas. Commissioner Ricardo Lara and Los Angeles Area Assembly Member Lisa Calderon say the Make It FAIR Act would create a more comprehensive coverage option that includes water damage. It would also address delays and inconsistencies in the claims process by hiring more staff. The Plumas Sun is debunking rumors that the UPS distribution center in Quincy is closing. A UPS spokesperson told the outlet that the building in East Quincy will remain open as the company continues a network-wide reorganization. The company's assessments have included identifying old buildings for modernization or closing. The outlet reported Monday that no jobs in Quincy appear to be affected by the company's efforts yet. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, February 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.